This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, look who it is, live in studio, the lovely Taryn Daly.
Good to be back, guys. I had vacation last week.
I know.
Week
how
I
was
missed
your,
you.
How was your vacay?
It was wonderful. We went out to Westport for a couple of nights, took the kid and the dog, did some beach combing, some pool time, ate fresh local seafood every day. It
now,
was
what do you
awesome.
What do you comb for at the beach?
Well, for one, looking for like a whole sand dollar is kind of fun because you find a lot of pieces of them. But if you can find a whole one, that's very exciting. It's like a four-leaf clover.
If you find a piece of sand dollar, does that change?
I think so.
That's what I call it.
Does the kid like going to the ocean?
This was his first ocean trip. He spends a lot of time up at, you know, Port Susan Bay here, a lot of beach time. But this was his first time at the ocean, and he loved it.
He did like it.
He loved it.
Sandcastles.
Oh, a lot of sandcastles.
All right.
And he would destroy them almost immediately after we finished them. I was like, thanks, kid. Really enjoyed that.
Did you build a fire on the beach?
So there was a burn ban, so beach fires.
Oh, no.
But the place that we were renting had a fireplace in it, and you could just look right out of the water.
All right.
Quite lovely. Went to bed before midnight, two nights in a row. That doesn't usually happen.
My kids love the s'more kits.
Oh, yeah.
Where you get like three or four pieces of lumber. You get a couple of probes and, you know, marshmallows.
Taryn's a s'more pro.
We actually made some s'mores this weekend. We did ones that had dark chocolate, like sea salted dark chocolate. We did some with Reese's peanut butter cups and some with Kit Kats.
Reese's peanut butter cups.
Oh, yeah.
I bet that is freaking good.
It was so good.
I've never even thought of that.
Nope.
Always buy the generic Hershey stuff.
Yeah, but Reese's makes a square bar.
Oh.
So you can do it now.
It's pretty awesome. And what I would recommend, too, is if you get like the Halloween bag of candy, whatever you don't use on actual Halloween, figure out a way to throw that bad boy on a s'more. Because you can do it with pretty much any chocolate. And the Kit Kat one I had this weekend was very nice.
Well, we are glad to have you back. I would guess where you are, if you turn on the radio in that area, probably a lot of country music on the dial.
99.9 does not come in great, our 99.9, but there's a different 99.9 signal that you get there, and it is nothing like what we are doing.
I love listening to small town radio.
It's awesome.
I do. I really enjoy it. Like, a lot of people will say, like, you know, like where you're overly critical if you've ever gone out with someone who's been in the you know, service industry, waiter, waitress, whatever. You know, like if the water doesn't come out right away, it's like, they're really taking too long on the water. there's always, you know, you face the, they're not doing it right lifestyle.
Yeah.
But for me, and not that we're doing it right, when I go to a small town and listen to the radio, I'm like, this is awesome.
It is.
They just had a commercial for like somebody's giving away a cat.
Right.
Come get this kitty. Seriously. Like,
just, come get this kitty.
Here's my phone number.
I don't think it's a cat, Miles.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's one for sale. Meow.
$50.
Yeah, advertise the clubs in there. And get a steak while you're there. Sure. So today, speaking of country music, we have, and let's face it, as far as the world of comedy is concerned, it seems like country music doesn't take itself as seriously as a lot of other genres, lyrically.
Sure.
You know, we've had some songs that are a little bit goofy. Cherry Pie from Warrens back in the day.
But they weren't trying to be goofy. That's it. Like, we look back and say, well, that was stupid, right? A lot of 80s hair metal. But at the time, like, that was the message. There's no humor. Mm-hmm.
That's
what do you
good
mean?
Point.
Am I being a clown to you? They under Joe Pesci. Wait, what am I a clown to you?
Unskinny Bob was serious?
It's about the sex, see? The Unskinny Bob. Yeah, they took themselves. They didn't know they were stupid.
Okay.
Country, at least, when they go out to do something stupid, they very clearly are stating, hey, this is supposed to be funny.
And they spell hey, H-A-Y.
Right, H-A-Y.
Well, Ray Stevens had the streak back in the day. That was obviously meant to be comical. My Ding-a-Ling from...
Oh, I love My Ding-a-Ling. It's a classic.
There's some good ones out there, but country seems to have more of these songs.
Yes.
So today we have the 10 funniest country songs of all times.
Of all times.
Of all times. And please don't do that to me.
Number 10.
Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue.
By Johnny Cash, The Man in Black. And recorded at San Quentin State Prison.
Huh.
But not written by him, written by Shel Silverstein.
Hmm.
Correct.
The author?
The author.
He's
Where the Sidewalk Ends.
He's the guy that wrote Where the Sidewalk Ends. So he wrote children's books. The other thing he did was draw for Playboy.
Are you kidding?
Seriously, Shel Silverstein. So he wrote kids' books, right? And we have like four of them at home. The kids have no idea. And I'm like, I really like this guy. Kids are like, why? I'm like, because when I was introduced to him, I was looking at boobs. And he wrote for Playboy for decades. I have one of his drawings on my neck, actually, as a tattoo.
Yeah, I only knew him for the children's books.
When we were making fun of you about the unicorns. Remember, we brought up Noah's Ark, and you're like, the unicorns were...
Oh, it's a song.
Right. And I'm like, what are you talking about? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. It's in one of his books.
Huh.
Because I remember reading it, and I'm like, Ted wasn't kidding. Here it is.
I wonder where you get the talent for drawing boobs. Like, if someone says, you know what you do really well, man? You draw boobs really well.
I think you just stick with it, Miles, like anything. Just keep doing it over and over.
Number 9. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said he played a sad song.
I mean, there are a couple songs that I would likely shoot a jukebox for play.
Oh, there have been moments.
Maybe Sweet Caroline, that might be one for me.
Oh.
Mark Chestnut, by the way, sings Bubba Shot the Jukebox.
I like that.
Bubba,
I don't want to hear sad songs. Boom.
He's a tough guy. He didn't want to cry. He didn't want to cry.
Get cried.
I ain't being sad tonight.
No way.
These are the 10 funniest country songs of all time. So I'm sitting still.
Number 8. Had to die.
Formerly the Dixie Chicks, now the Chicks.
But is it funny? Aren't they killing him as he was beating his wife?
It's kind of, there's some humor in some of the, lyrics. This is one of my favorite songs to karaoke.
Funny.
I have sang this at karaoke.
Lighten up, Ted.
So many times.
My bad.
Yeah. She's going to kill Earl. If you can't find the humor in it, that's on you.
And Sipowicz, whatever that actor's name was, for NYPD Blue. Dennis France.
Yeah.
I think he was Earl, the video.
He was.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
These are the 10 funniest country songs of all times on Sit and Spit.
Number 7. And I want a scratch-off ticket, bought 2 12 packs and a tank.
Didn't you two go to the show together? And I think you took my husband with you, and I think he played this while it was raining. It's called When It Rains, It Pours by Luke Combs.
It is one of my favorite songs, and your husband, Brad, I love that he learned it.
He did. Probably just for you.
I know. I'm always like, Brad, can you play it?
Does the crowd go wild when he's playing this song in the rain?
Yes.
I mean, it's got to make sense, right?
Unreal. And I mean, visually, it just looks awesome.
They should have done a video, right?
But I mean, it's great, right? He doesn't have to see his future
mother-in-law
anymore. He's won a vacation. He wants something off the radio. It's a great day.
I'm not a huge fan of the song, all right? But it showed up on Minjin Radio, and as I started learning the lyrics, I kind of chuckled every time it comes on.
The only thing that's not realistic is 2 tanks of gas. With $100.
I don't know if it was her boy Iron Mike or his wife Stephanie that took photos of this concert, but they were some epic shots of when that rain was just coming down, just flowing off this man when this song was going
on. He's a big boy.
He's a big man.
That rain was flying off that man.
These are the 10 funniest country songs of all time.
Number 6.
He started yelling at me like I did something wrong. He flipped me the bird, and then he was gone some beach.
Isn't that cute? Some beach.
Some beach.
Yeah.
By Blake Shelton, who I think, to your point, Miles, like a lot of the country songs are just kind of kitschy and funny. And Blake Shelton does a lot of kitschy and funny. Mm-hmm.
That's who he is, I believe, as a human being.
Yes. And he's dating my girl, or married to my girl, Gwen Stefani.
She's a lot of our girls.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's been my girl for a long time.
Yeah.
Right. Man, get in line.
10 funniest country songs of all time.
Number five.
Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off.
It does. Can confirm.
Tequila makes her clothes fall off. Yeah.
Tequila makes me a different version of myself that we call Tarantula. And she is crazy. She could flip a table. Her clothes will probably fall off, though, but she could flip a table. It's like I get superhuman strength when I have tequila.
I would say that my two children are a direct result of tequila. A direct result of tequila.
By this Joe Nichols, by the
Blanco,
way.
This is Blanco, and this is Añejo.
Man, they got real close to me. Now. This is my son, Jose.
I really like Espolon.
Yeah,
ooh, Espolon. That's my jam.
That's a nice one.
All right.
These are the 10 funniest country songs of all time.
Number four.
Fish by Maddie and Tay, and they are very cute. I would do whatever they said.
Shut
if they told
up
me to
fish.
Shut up and fish, I would do it.
Just sitting on the river, just trying to shut up and fish, woman. Stop talking. I don't care about your coworkers.
Fetch
dinner. I don't care what she does. It's her business. Shut up and fish.
10 funniest country songs of all time.
Number three.
Today she met me at the door. Said I would have to choose. If I hit that fishing hole today, she'd be packing all her things and she'd be gone by noon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I'm gonna miss her.
I love this song. It's Brad Paisley. That's very cute.
10 funniest country songs of all time.
Number two.
Well, you're the reason I've changed to beer from soda pop.
And you're the reason I never get to go to the beauty shop.
You're the reason our kids are ugly.
I like that they sing that line together, though. You're the reason our kids are ugly. Loretta Lynn and Conway Twitty. Conway Twitty, though, his hair is awesome.
Perfect. Perfect.
I mean, if the kids have good hair, that definitely came from the Conway Twitty song.
Did he ever do serious songs?
I don't think so. Oh, I don't know.
For real?
Yeah, he's a grand old Opry, like, legend.
Just like anything I know about him is something along these lines.
Same. Right?
Yeah, okay.
These are the 10 funniest country songs of all time.
Number one.
Well, it's perfectly clear between the TV and me. I won't get so much as head for the door. I turn around to be sure. Did I shave my legs for this?
I can relate to this so much. Being absolutely disappointed, like I wasted all that time in the shower for nothing.
Did I shave my legs for this?
Tina Carter.
Damn it.
Wow. Well, I mean, it was a good game.
You
thank
know
you
it.
So much. Coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shout of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.